call the building grounds meeting to order at 5:35. Need the agenda.
Get just one item.
So, as we move forward, the student transportation contracts.
Oh, in approval of agenda.
Oh. Motion by Gary, second by Mike, Freiball. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, carry 3-0. Student transportation contracts.
Mr. White.
So in front of you is just a data sheet, kind of explaining where we are today. All of the student transportation contracts are due to sunset at the end of this school year. And so the reason for this meeting would be for some direction as to how you would like us to proceed. You know, there's been talk of potentially bidding the entire transportation out. We could negotiate with our current contractors again, as Mr. Manz and I did in the past. I guess that's kind of what we're looking for tonight, is just which way we'd like to get this rolling and maybe get something started in January for the board to look at in January, February.
So which way would you guys prefer?
I'm perfectly happy with the situation we are in right now.
I think we're fortunate with what we have with our local contractors.
We've had this situation for roughly 50 years, 40 years, for a very, very long time. It was designed this way by Mr. Reed and his board to keep the money local so that we have, that's why we have, what is it, 10 contractors?
Nine
contractors.
Well, Lamers, it's 8. Because Lamers is two of them. So.
Well, so it's 8, and 7 of those are local people.
Yeah.
So it's always been thought that, you know, that money stays
in the community. I agree with them.
I know, I'm just giving a little background. That money stays in the community. To me, I think it's important to keep it that way.
I guess my comment is more, if you prefer to negotiate, I'm okay with that. If you prefer to put it out for bids, I guess I'm okay with that too. But it really comes down to, in my mind,
your preference
of what you guys want.
Okay.
Yeah. And do we have problems? I mean, every time we bid, it seems like last time nobody ever bid.
Right. We have had that issue. However, it might be more lucrative if all 9 roads are going out.
Right.
You know, so.
But I think the problem is if you, this is just my opinion, but if you go to like one provider, yeah, maybe cheaper the first year, but once all these local guys go away, they know there's nobody's going to buy a bus to come
right
back in a year from now. And Lamers or Westland or whoever, XYZ, can say, yeah, we're going to bid it for this low price this year. But now once all those local contractors went away, now we can pretty much bid whatever we want.
That's a big part of sticking with, and when we negotiate with them, we don't do it individually. It would be negotiating with the entire group, including Lamers, as a group.
Correct.
So everybody gets the same
correct
contract, same rate.
I mean, I'm fine with either way, but I really think it's a preference on you guys that have to do this work.
Yeah, but that's, we're happy to do it.
I think our preference would be, my preference would be to stick with what we have, and I think.
I share that as well.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Do we need to move this forward to full board, or does this go off our recommendation?
I would move it forward to the full board, probably talk about it in November, get the board to vote and say, negotiate.
So we have a motion to
yes
bring this forward to the full board for a recommendation.
I'll second it.
Motion by Gary, second by Mike Freiball. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, carried 3-0. We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Mike Freiball.
Okay.
Second by Gary. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, carried 3-0. We are adjourned at 5:38.